Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome in, everyone, to Consider This. It is really great to have you today. We have a wonderful guest with her beautiful, powerful music stylings. Today we have Gina Sitoli joining us. And we ask you, dear listener, to consider this topic, Awakened Entertainment. And a warm welcome back to our radio program, Tashi Deligs, and all good things to you. We are live. And hey, thanks for tuning in Monday, February 23rd on the Art of Living Well radio network. I'm your co-host, Nancy Ash. I'm author of Doing a 360, Turning Your Life Around to Follow Soul's Purpose, and my latest release, Garland of Grace. I am broadcasting from the Land of Enchantment. That's New Mexico in the southwest U.S. of A. And you are listening to a non-religious inter-spiritual talk show. And during this hour, please consider opening your heart to a flexible 360 point of view, honoring all sacred perspectives. As we always say on the show, you know, we may not agree on everything, but hey, that's okay. We are soul sovereign beings. And my wonderful partner in crime, my co-host Linda Marie, may be joining us. She may be just a little bit under the weather today from Music City, Nashville. So we'll just keep everything real open and flexible and see how it all arises. So, hey, to first-time listeners, welcome again. All of the programs here, like this one, are archived at blogtalkradio.com/ Art of Living Well. So, you know, you can browse the on-demand episodes there. We've got hundreds of inspiring quality shows like the one with Gina Sitoli today. And we're on Facebook, so stop by. You can like our page there. It's the Art of Living Well Radio Network. And you can visit me at doinga360.com and over at Amazon as well. And Linda Marie has a really beautiful website too, ShekinahRuha.org. And we want you to know that this is a commercial-free program. It's part of our worldwide ministry work that we do. And what exactly is this ministry? It is, I'm going to say it's all-inclusive and all-encompassing, what we would call maybe a ministry of oneness in the new paradigm for a new earth. And hey, speaking of new, our new time in 2015 is now 8 p.m. Eastern, just a friendly reminder on that. And we so appreciate you guys being here on air with us. Thanks so much for the support. Now we're in our fifth year, and we truly, truly appreciate you. So enough of all that good stuff. Let's dive into some inspiring, soul-stirring discussion with my guest dynamo, Gina Sitoli. She's really passionate about sharing a message for the world in what she calls awakened entertainment. And if you would like to call in and ask Gina a question or just say hello, the number here is 805-292-0349. So Gina Sitoli is a most creative force. She's really a dynamo, a unique, fabulous person. I'm so happy to have gotten to know in the last few months. She's an educator, a communicator. She inspires, she enlightens, entertains, motivates, and she really, truly excites her audiences. She's got this amazing, like, multi-dimensional background in theater, in rock bands, metaphysics, evolution of consciousness, and holistic healing, right in my wheelhouse there. And she wraps all of this experience into delivering performances that are absolutely unique. They've been called extraordinary, empowering performances. She has this production she'll talk about, I hope, later, A Cabaret of Consciousness. I mean, and that was actually reviewed and called magnificent, you know, brilliant, a genius production that she created. She has performed, you know, like this to standing ovations worldwide. And she's even got some songs that she's done with Grammy-winning producers. Her music's been part of films, and I could just go on and on and on. She really, truly is a unique person. I am thrilled to bring Gina on, and I'm giving her the microphone now. Welcome, Gina, to Consider This.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for the wonderful intro.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I didn't say enough, but, you know, I have not yet had the privilege of seeing your performances live yet. I'm really looking forward in 2015 to be able to do that somewhere in the United States here where you're performing all over, it seems. So welcome here. We're excited and would love to get into this conversation about awakened entertainment. I just love that. But I thought maybe before we get into all the nitty-gritties of that, maybe perhaps give us a little bit, share with us your backstory, like what brought you to this moment today?
That's a good question, particularly after the last few days I've had. What brought me to this moment? Life, spirit, destiny, boy, a lot of crazy experiences. I think what started me is when I was 7 years old, I had a near-death experience. And when I came back from that, I started having dreams that said, you will sing for world peace. And I'm going, at 7 years old, I'm going, okay, that sounds like fun. I had no idea what that meant. And I remember after that starting to see the world where I just knew it wasn't the way it really was. What we were seeing wasn't real. And I remember being, you know, growing up during all the, you know, the nuclear stuff, all the bombs that would go off on TV, and, you know, and I remember being terrified a lot as a child. And so somewhere in me, you know, when I was very young, it was like, all right, I have to do something about this. And I was gifted the ability. I started out as a dancer, and I was a gymnast. And the universe being what it is, I mean, I hurt my knee, which sent me back off into more singing, which otherwise I probably would have gone to the Olympics.
Really? And, see, I didn't know that about you.
Hmm. State in floor exercise.
Wow.
And I hurt my knee, which took me away from gymnastics and dancing for a while and brought me more into singing and acting. So at that point, I was doing a lot of theater. And again, I got out of the theater because there was very few things that had any substance to them. They were just kind of fluffy musicals, you know. And so I kind of got out of that, you know, pretty young. I think probably in my, you know, I was probably 19, 20 years old. And, you know, I finally, you know, didn't do theater anymore. And, you know, I'd been dancing in troupes and stuff like that since, you know, from 7, 8 years old. But it was interesting because I then got into kind of more lounge work at that time. And I always found myself wanting to do things that had meaning to them, but yet nobody in the lounges really wanted to hear it. And it wasn't until I got into rock music that I felt that there was a venue that more could be said in. And even that took a while because it was like I'd take my demos into people and they'd say, well, you got a great voice, but what are you talking about? You know, nobody got it. And I was just singing about what we're experiencing now as far as, you know, where we are going and, you know, the concepts and everything. So finally, I put together a rock band called Alchemy 7, and it did very well in Europe. We were on the top of the charts on mp3.com when things first came out, and it was metaphysical rock. I mean, it's the only way you could possibly explain Alchemy 7. And that started catching on in a small group of people because things were starting to wake up in the 90s with a lot of things. And this is what I mean about waking, how this all relates, is because as a child, I just saw that this wasn't real, that we had to wake up and see what was really here, that we were being mesmerized, basically lulled to sleep is how I would see it.
Yeah.
So I actually, when I was in rock bands, I kind of went to the cell just really wanting to scream at people because they didn't listen. I even went into metal bands just because I thought maybe that would wake people up.
Well, you have an incredible voice, and I'd love to play some of your stuff later, but, yeah, oh, awesome.
So finally, I mean, we really started making progress with Alchemy 7, and then our drummer decided to leave, and he's, like, one of my best friends, and, you know, he was just such an interesting part of the band. I was getting kind of tired of the band stuff at the time, and I thought, well, let's move on to something else. And while I'd been doing all this other stuff, I had been studying, I read tarot cards, I'm an intuitive, I've been studying metaphysics, I've been studying, I'm a nutritional herbalist, so I studied food and all the organics and all this kind of stuff that went along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got two paths going on. And finally, I worked at a healing school assisting this woman, and she used a lot of different dimensions to teach. She used sacred geometry that was put up on a screen with music. She used stories. She used music. And finally, I wrote, actually, some of the songs that are in my cabaret were originally written for her class. And she had me started having me singing live in her classes. And when she finally, she just didn't want to do it anymore. She just, you know, she had had some real miraculous things. And she kind of became kind of a star in her field. And it just wasn't her. And so when that happened, I thought, okay, this is information that needs to get out. I mean, whether it was Greg Braden's work or the Life and Teaching of the Masters of the Far East or Eckhart Tolle or all these things that were coming out in books at that form. And we were going to lectures and conferences, and I keep going, okay, and watching all this. Now, there's got to be another way to reach people and help them wake up, because not everybody's going to read the stuff or anybody's going to, you know, go to a lecture. And so I combine in my cabaret all of this information into the lyrics, into stories. I mean, there's like I'm sure everybody's familiar with the 100th monkey concept.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in almost like a Dr. Seuss story. It's all in rhyme about the monkey and the sweet potato. And then it goes off into this thing about how if we could change our ideas the way the monkey washed the potato, be treating each other differently, and it's all in rhyme, because at one of the conferences I learned that we learn better with rhyme. So all this different stuff got wove into it. And so the whole concept of my cabaret and all my shows were what became to show people the unlimited possibilities and wake up to us up to new things. And that probably is where Awakened Entertainment came from.
Beautiful. What a life you have had, Gina.
Oh,
and my goodness. I mean, is there anything you don't do?
Well,
incredible. So I like the term very much, Awakened Entertainment. And, you know, I really feel, particularly this time period, that we're in a place where entertainment can really, really be at the vanguard of new consciousness, and I'm seeing the shift the nuances of that, I would say maybe in the last couple of years. So what are you seeing? What's your pulse on that?
Well, my pulse is this. I agree with you. It's starting to come. What we as the public needs to do is this. So this is, I just wrote an article for a local consciousness magazine here in Minneapolis. Is now, if we take the concept, all right, let's use awakened entertainment. Okay, we are very conscious and awake about our food now. We're becoming way, I mean, we've come so far. I mean, I remember back when I was going to co-ops and nobody else was, and I felt like
right.
I was the only one supporting the organic movement.
You and me.
Yeah. How broke I was. I always co-op bought my food there. I would not buy junk. And this, I did this from the time I was in my 20s, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've become very aware of what we're putting in our bodies, what we're putting in our environment as far as the chemicals, the, you know, all the junk. We, you know, we all know the drill on this one. What's going on with the GMOs, all this kind of stuff. We're becoming very much more aware of what we need in our educational system. You know, this is something we've had, I know we've had conversations, Susan and I, with the learning faculty, have had conversations on the fact that, you know, we need to be teaching people so that they could reach their full potential on their timeline and their train, their potential, not somebody that puts you in a box.
Right.
So we're being aware of all these things. But let's look at the lyrics of the music, of most of the music out there. Not all anymore. It's getting better. But for the majority, it's still a lot of stuff that there's science, and this is something I use in my cabaret. There's actual science behind this, that everything that we put into our view is like hanging a portrait on our living room wall. It becomes part of our view. It becomes part of our life. When we put it, we focus on it. You know, how often could you people listen to songs and find themselves humming this, these songs or singing these words that are very disempowering?
And indeed.
Some of this has been done. I mean, if you look back over the years, you know, entertainment was used to get people riled up to go to war during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the movies were big at that time of doing that. Music and entertainment, on the other hand, with like the Beatles, look, it affected a whole generation and beyond. So these are the kinds of things, and so it depends on how we use it. And what I want to invite people that are producing music, people that are producing movies, people that are producing, you know, theater and other kinds of entertainment is start, I watch every single word that I put into a song and into a script, and sometimes I'll write it over and over again until I make sure it feels right and my intention is pure behind it, that I'm not trying to manipulate someone and I'm not trying to, get somebody all worked up about something, other than just feeling good and learning to empower and trust themselves. So I guess that's the way I would like to address it. We start becoming more awakened if we're, you know, we're paying attention to all these other things we're doing. You know, I was talking to somebody today about what's on TV. I don't even watch TV, but occasionally I'll turn it on. In fact, I was staying with a friend, and her dad has Parkinson's, and he sits at home all the time. He has Fox News playing 24/7,
oh,
and I hadn't seen anything like this in quite a while. And I remember one day I walked in, and it didn't even look real to me. The whole thing, I could just see how it was working people. And you know, even some of the stuff that's put out that we think is real, that are videos that have been professed, you know, this, that, and the other thing, they're just nothing but propaganda. So we've got to really get discerning about this and really become awakened to these things and just put some of this stuff out of our view, because otherwise we create it.
Indeed. A lot of truth to that.
That's
yeah.
my take. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I was very, very honored. A couple of years ago, I interviewed the founding father of sound healing, Stephen Halpern, on this program.
Wow.
Oh, and we had such a wonderful conversation like this, and he was going into the whole background and how, you know, back in the early 70s, you know, he wanted to do his doctorate in sound healing at Berkeley, you know, very progressive school. And they were like, what? No. And they turned him down. He couldn't believe it. And he had to go to another place to accept his extraordinary doctoral research and work. And, I mean, he's really, you know, one of the great founders of this whole genre of music, you know, that we would call like healing music or sound healing and, you know, so forth, new age music, for lack of a better term. And, you know, we were having this kind of a overarching conversation about, you know, the nuances of sound and the effect upon us and the shift and what is really, really happening now. And, you know, you're such a big part of it. And what you do as well, Gina, is you bring these whole performances. You're more than a singer and a songwriter. You're an incredible entertainer, an awakened entertainer that's bringing sort of the message, the whole package, as it were, to help people's consciousness shift a bit. So I really see you at the vanguard of this shifting. And in that regard, tell us a little bit, if you would, about the Cabaret of Consciousness that you created. What is that exactly? Tell our listeners.
What a journey that has been. Well, when my band Alchemy 7, we didn't split up. We just went different ways. And actually, I still work with the keyboard player for the band. We've been working together for a long time. He's, you know, we've been writing a lot. So, I started working with my own tracks, just doing stuff at events because it was easy to go and sing and not have to take a band with me. And I had this idea in my mind. I've always wanted to write a musical. And so it started rummaging around in my head, and this woman came into a metaphysical store that I worked at doing readings. And I told her the idea. She said, oh, well, you've just got to put this together. We've just got to do this. Well, she made me set a date, even though the thing was not even written. And I think this is like August. It's so like November or something. The date was set. She says, now you've got to do it by this. And I'm going, oh, shit, what have I done? But, you know, there's something to putting that kind of a date on yourself.
Yeah.
And I finished it. It was an hour's version of it. It's changed a lot since then. But what I did is this song called The Natural Order of Thing, which you can go to YouTube and Google it under Gina Satolli. And it's Mama Earth singing the blues. And we had written it with Alchemy 7 because they were always jamming and singing the blues. I said, well, I'm not going to write a song about typical blues. And so one day we were in rehearsal, it was like, oh, Mama Earth singing the blues. So I remember sitting in the studio with our bass player listening to that song when we finished recording it. And Sue, our bass player, and I looked at each other and we said, someday that's going to be a character. So I decided with my cabaret that what a better way to deliver this message than with Mother Earth, or as we call her, Mama Earth. Because it's something everybody, it's not going to offend anybody, and everybody could relate to, because what I really wanted to do was find a way without using metaphysical terms, because I could talk about all this stuff with magical terms and metaphysical terms. I knew exactly how it worked metaphysically, but people would gloss over what I was trying to sing about that. So I wanted to be very conscious of this being something anybody could understand. So I put this thing together starring Mama Earth, and I don't even remember how the whole thing finally came together. I mean, it just kind of did. And we did the first show, and it went pretty well, you know, considering. We had a decent turnout, and I remember somebody coming up to me. The two things I remember about that first show, the first one was somebody came up and said to me, you know, this is great. I could bring even my most born-again friend to this show, and they would get it. And you have done absolutely nothing that offends any religion. She says, all you've done is you've done this in a general way. And I thought, okay, I accomplished that mission. So I'm going, phew. And I went from being pretty witchy with my band to being able to be very much mainstream terminology. But then thanks to movies like What the Bleep And science
yes.
gave me the verbiage that wasn't around before other than metaphysically speaking. So the next thing, somebody came up to me and she says, are you able to do everything you say in there? And I looked at her, I says, not yet. I says, but I will. Well, be careful what you say.
Right.
At that point, that show became my journey. Because it's like, all right, put your money where your mouth is. And I would say at this point, I do a pretty good job of walking the talk with it. Not always, but a pretty good job with it. And I'm always conscious of more of it. So from the our show over the years, it changes with what's going on in the world. I've added songs. I've taken songs away. I add new information that comes into place from science. So it's constantly evolving. And it now runs about an hour and a half. Every time I think it's done, it's not. And I went round and round with the name, and the Cabaret of Consciousness was the only thing that I could ever come up with it because I couldn't describe it because it covers so much territory.
I love the title. Love it.
Well, now it's fine. People finally get it now. But when I first was doing the song, they just kind of, you know, look at me. It was like, oh, all right, what's this about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like
right.
happy.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to explain to you what it's about. It's basically Mother Earth's plan. She lays out, basically talks about, you know, we need to get reattached to the natural order of things and get back connected to this. And then it kind of goes from there in showing the world as it is, but then it, for a very brief time, it shows the problems, but then it sets out to show the solutions is more than 3/4 of the show, probably 90% of the show. And it is her plan. I mean, it literally goes through, you know, first we have to take the fear away. We have to learn to use our imagination, and then she talks about the four cornerstones of the plan, her plan, which are kindness, empathy, respect, conscious use of words. And each one of these areas either has a song or a story that is a kind of a clever way of showing people how this works. And it goes, you know, it takes people, we just go down the whole road to peace, and, you know, we go to the City of Light, and then finally we have to have fun in our lives. And so we go to a song called Chocolate Rocks, and we eat chocolate, and how chocolate correlates to life, how, you know, brings us joy. And then, this is why it's so hard for me to explain it to people. It covers, you know, we get into gratitude. We get into, there's a whole piece on mastering the molecules, which is all based on Einstein and how this all works. And this is, I mean, I've taken all the quantum physics and everything else and put it into these ways that can show people exactly how this works from a one-to-one basis, and on mass consciousness of how we've created what exists right now. So it's complex, but it's not. I remember another review I had on it. It was like somebody says that I had taken a very complex group of material and put it into something that was very simple and understandable and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's really the key. I mean, going to a live performance and being able to listen and feel empowered and be excited and have fun and feel that within and get that message from music, it just touches people in such a unique way. I mean, I am not a musician, by the way. You know, for those of you that are, you know, new tuning in, welcome again. You know, I'm not a musician. I mean, if I were to start singing, I don't think we'd ever have anyone come back to the show ever again. It's just not, you know, my gift that you have such an incredible gift. And to put this together with this message is very, very unique. And really, really like it, because what a great way to deliver this message.
Well, you know, it's been a funny road, because it's like people, when they finally see it, they go, this is fantastic, but you can't put it into a genre, because, you know, I have not come across anything. It's great to be totally unique, but yet when there's no box to put something in, people don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, and that's okay, though, because, I mean, as we're creating this, and we're, you know, really midwives of the new birth, and I don't mean gender-specific, you know, you have to be a woman to be a midwife. We're all midwives, you know, of this new paradigm, this new birthing of consciousness, and that's okay because we're continually, you know, recalibrating and moving into more spherical ways of being than before. And so, you know, we're having these, like Jean Houston calls, leaky margins, you know. We're stretching ourselves and opening ourselves to new vistas of consciousness, which is really exciting. So I wouldn't worry about that, because what I'm really seeing more and more is this whole kind of genre, if you will, is becoming more understood, more sought after. I mean, and that's what I said earlier, you know, about the pulse of what you're seeing, because I'm sure you're probably noticing that as well, right, in the entertainment field? Is it starting to shift?
In fact, I just said something about this to my husband. I said, all of a sudden, I'm getting all these people that are going, wow, let's do this, or let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do different things because they see the potential in it. And, you know,
yeah.
Like I said, there was a time I couldn't get the time of day from somebody on it.
Right.
Whereas, so I'm seeing the fact that people that I wouldn't have even guessed would, you know, react the way they do are. And,
yeah.
You know, because they had a lot of interesting offers coming up here of late. So
yeah.
In
good.
That case, even I'd say probably the last, you know, year or two, it's really started revving up as far as that's concerned.
I would say to you, Gina, hold on to your hat and be careful what you ask for, because, you know, this is going forward. You really have grounded this. You've
yeah.
rooted this in your heart, and you'll be really there, you know, in the root of what you've done for the next 3, 5, 10 years, et cetera, going forward. You'll be able to pass the baton on in this way, having created
yeah.
this, which is very important.
Starting a new way of doing things, I guess, is the best way to
yeah.
put it.
Oh, indeed. And I was wondering, I wanted to give out, I'm on ginacitoli.com, GINACITOLI.com. And I thought, with your permission, if I could just play a few moments of a song that I absolutely adore. It's called Power of Peace. Would you mind just for a few moments?
Absolutely not. I love that song too.
Oh, my God, I can't get enough of this. So, folks, this is from GinaCitoli.com. I'm not sure how great the sound will be. Let's just go with it and see what we get. Yeah, it's such a beautiful tone to your voice. And so you've written many, many songs, haven't you?
Yeah,
over the years.
Somewhere between 50 songs at this point.
How many?
Somewhere between probably about 45 to 50 songs.
Mm,
and I
wow.
have almost four shows, actually with a children's show. I've written 5 shows. So... yeah, I've been busy.
So tell our listeners about New Earth Theater. You're director now of New Earth Theater and all of that and coming into New Earth Entertainment. So how did you find New Earth Nation? Tell us a little bit about that and what it means to you.
Great. I don't remember how I found them. I someplace on the internet, it came across my path. And I got on there and thought, this is cool. And they were looking for donations. So I have a song called These Are the Days that is the finale of my Cabaret of Consciousness. I mean, if you haven't heard it, it's a stunning song. Barry Goldstein, who won a Grammy, produced it and also helped us co-write it. And it's just, it goes into so many different styles. I mean, it rocks, it chants, it's just amazing. And so I decided I was going to donate a song to them, the New Earth Nation, and just tell them, you know, go ahead and put it up for download and you can keep the money you make off of it. Well, I never heard from them. And then all of a sudden, I think his name is Gihan, got a hold of me, who's part of was part of New Earth Music. I don't know if he's still involved with it or not. And he says, it was something about, you know, you've been accepted to have this song on the first compilation, you know, coming from New Earth Music. Cool. All right. So I, you know, in the meantime, I'm watching more videos with Sasha speaking and more stuff going on. I'm going, this is cool. These people, I resonate with this. The concepts are sound. They're actually doing something about this. So I kept learning more and more. I thought, well, you know, maybe what I need to do is contact them and see if there's some way I can help at my shows, letting people know about them. And so I wrote to Jihad, and finally I get this email back from him, and it's like, oh, well, you want to help? We could use help on our marketing team. And it's volunteer, but, you know, if you could give us some hours on that. I thought, well, that might be fun. I could meet some new people and see what New Earth Nation's about and have a good time and help them out. So I don't think I was on the music marketing team for more than a day. And JJ, who was the assistant director for New Earth Music, happened to go to my website and found my cabaret. And I get this email from him. He says, oh, now we have to do something with this, yada, 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 let's talk. So I think we had one meeting with New Earth Music, and then right after that meeting, Misha, who was the director for New Earth Music, and JJ and I met, and they said, what would you like to be, you know, take on New Earth Theater? And I thought, well, all right. And that was back in August, and then from there, New Earth Theater didn't do much for a while. It just kind of sat there because New Earth, it was part of New Earth Music, and we were trying to get that compilation out.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, it was probably somewhere around the holidays. I mean, finally we decided it would be best to be our own entity. And it was still just me at that point, and JJ was helping a little bit, and I had a couple other people that were just kind of, you know, kind of in and out. And so I thought I'd just let it evolve and see what happened. And then it's actually just been about 4 or 5 weeks ago, all these people have shown up. And so we're kind of in process now because, you know, my material is all we have at the moment. So we're looking for more one-person shows that will fit because the idea with the one-person show, it's easy to move them around the planet. And, you know, until we get further down the line, and we're going through some changes right now, so there's some positioning that's going to be changing. There's some maybe possible different directions. We're still a work in process. Like progress, I guess. It's progress or process or whatever. So, you know, it's based on Awakened Entertainment. So, you know, right now, actually, it's kind of funny because I thought about this today that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that just, you know, to even define it at the moment, I don't know that I can because we are in the midst of some changes.
Yeah, sure. And how about New Earth Nation itself? Is what for me, my heart really resonates to soul sovereignty. I know that's something that someone mentioned the other day. Where did you get soul sovereignty? And that really just came to me from spirit. The idea of sovereignty is key, of course, for all of us. And for me, I just soul. Well, I mean, that's just my wheelhouse, right? Anything about to do with the soul.
Yeah.
And so soul sovereignty really drew me in. There was such great resonance, powerful resonance there, you know,
yeah.
Tremendous. and, you know, people all over the world just coming together and really actively doing, not just talking heads, you know, but really doing things on the ground, and it's just beautiful. So, and that's how I came to meet you. I meet such astonishing people all the time, and I just love that. So was there anything particular that drew you to this aspect of New Earth?
Well, I would say if anything pulled me in initially, it was Sasha.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, when I first was on the website and they had some stuff and his picture came up, I had no earthly idea who he was. And he was the one person, I didn't know he was the founder. And he was the one person that I thought, well, I'll investigate some of these people. And he was the first one I picked out. And I started finding all these videos and watching him speaking. And I think it was the one that he talked to, there was something with a bunch of governments or something he was speaking out to. And
the Breakthrough Energy Conference when he did the I call it the clarion call to the world leaders, that speech?
Yes, that was the one.
Yes, yes.
And
very powerful.
It was his passion that struck me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what struck me. And then, you know, I think when I first saw it, and then as I got into New Earth Nation, probably more so recently since I've gotten to know more people in the inner workings of it, you know, I've met so many great people like yourself and Susan Terry, who's head of the educational faculty, and Jean Marie. I've, you know, met Sasha and Greg, and I mean, the passion and the Troy. I mean, all the hours he's put into that
mm-hmm.
website.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, actually, Troy, one of Troy's good friends, Stash, moved in, and he's our theater manager right now. And he just showed up here 2 or 3 weeks ago. That Troy put him in contact with me. And
wonderful.
It's the dedication.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's the dedication, the people. I mean, there's people that are working nonstop.
Yeah, indeed. It's really, really true.
You know,
yeah.
And the other people that I listened to initially, too, was Rebecca Cope and Andrew Bartis. Is that
Bartis,
his last name?
Yeah, yes.
And when they started
Bartis.
Talking about the legalities and stuff, that I mean, I sat and listened to them for I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Adventures in Sovereignty, I believe it's called, Andrew's show. Yeah,
and
fascinating.
Yeah, it fascinated me. And it was all the things that, you know, I've believed and or have maybe even known within me. You know, it's all the reasons why I do what I do. And I really adore the people. You know, I've made some awfully good friends in a very short period of time.
It's beautiful. You know, it's a good segue. I just got on the computer here, www.newearth, that's one word, NEWEARTH, .institute. So newearth.institute, and Gina's on here, and I was thinking maybe I could just play a little bit of a Moment of Peace from your New Earth Theater. Would that be cool?
Actually, the song you played is the last piece of that, but you could hear something that I wrote. Let me give you a little segue into this.
Okay,
when
great.
When the Iraq War came out, you know, when we first got into that Iraq War back in whenever, I was struggling so hard with peace and not trying to work with myself as far as hating George Bush and all the things that were going on. I knew I had to move out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the first spoken word piece that you will hear was me working through all of this to find a way to accept it so I could become the peace.
Mm, beautiful. Well, let's put a little bit of that on. And oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gina.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's try a little bit of that. And a moment of peace. beautiful. Let's give it a go here.
Peace says I am. You keep trying to find me, pray for me, and protest against the things that you see that oppose my nature. But I am here. I exist. I am real. Meet the things that keep you from me, the reactions, the events, behaviors, and situations that hold a charge and push on your emotions. Anger, guilt, jealousy, a need for revenge and getting even. Release your fears and fill yourself with love. Then you will know me. As you stand in love and compassion without judgment, hatred dissolves and melts away like the illusion that it is. Then you can see and experience the world in all of its beauty, and there are fields of flowers that are long-lost battlefields of a forgotten time.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I hope our listeners could hear that as well as I could. Just absolutely stunning.
Thank you. And then the first song you played follows that piece that you just played. That was like the third part of the whole thing. So that's why it's called
Very
a moment
powerful.
Of freedom. It's about a 15-minute thing that you can just go into. Almost meditation with it, I guess, is a good way to put it. That's why I put it together that way.
It's a beautiful, I'm here on the NewEarth.institute site under the New Earth Theater Academy, and it's about 8 minutes long, and what a beautiful contribution that you've offered, Gina, and
well,
so much
you.
That you're doing. Just beautiful work. The educational theater and, you know, courses coming and, you know, videos and all the teamwork that you're doing is so important. And really, to midwife this thing for the future, and I hope you'll consider having more kinds of courses and teaching this kind of whole awareness of what you're calling awakened in entertainment. I think this is really key.
Well, thank you. I mean, yeah, it's a pretty, you know, and it just kind of happened. So the whole awakened entertainment concept, it just kind of happened. But everyone came through one day.
I think my philosophy is, you know, we get to a point And we, you know, we step aside and allow spirit to guide, and the surrender, as it were, is sometimes misconstrued as being, you know, oh, weak, you know, surrender. But no, the surrender is the great empowerment. It is absolutely in grace, in divine timing, in order, and that these things arise. And look at the beautiful work that's coming through you in this way. It's just beautiful.
Well, thank you. And I mean, it is my, you know, it is my greatest love. There's no doubt about it.
No, yeah, well, it shows.
Yeah, it is definitely my greatest love. And just by the way, Stephen Halpern, I believe it was his workshop at one of the conferences that I learned about the things rhyming and the effect it had on me.
You know, he is one of the coolest dudes on the planet, I got to tell you. I mean, the guy has 70 CDs. He was finally last year, no, it was the year before, he was finally, one of his CDs was nominated for Best New Age Album, and of course he didn't win. But, you know, I mean, just an astonishing body of work and research, and devotes his entire life to this. I mean, he's absolutely, and he's brilliant. He's a brilliant man. You have a lot of his work?
I've listened to a lot of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I actually met his mom when I was a youngster in New York. I was at a health symposium somewhere in the city, and I was walking by this table, and I was hearing these little bells, and there was such resonance. I knew it. I remembered the music powerfully strong. So I walked over. I was with my friend and, you know, her mom. I was like, I don't know, 16 years old, whatever. And I walked back over to the table, and there was this jolly little lady there, you know, selling these cassettes. Now I'm really dating myself, right? And I said, oh, I like this music. And she said, oh, that's my son's music, and he's going to be famous one day. It was hilarious. And I was telling him the story, you know, when I first chatted with him over the phone, and he was laughing, and, you know, she was just the love of a mother, right? So I bought this little cassette. It was like, I don't know, $4 or $5. Back then, that was a lot of money in 1970, whatever it was, four or three, you know. And I used this Spectrum Suite, as it was called originally. Now it's Chakra Suite, you know, for the chakras, but... So I used this in teaching yoga. I was, you know, teaching yoga very, very, very early on, you know, one of the old pioneers of that. And the music was always incredible, absolutely astonishing. And then, of course, he went on to make so many others, like Ancient Echoes. That happens to be one of my favorites. And, you know, Comfort Zone. I mean, there's so many. You can go on and on. There's dozens and dozens. But So it's the power of the, all the nuances of music. And actually, it's pretty funny because since I did that interview with him a couple years ago, I put on a couple of his CDs very, very soft. It's playing right now in the background. I have it on very, very soft, and I find that it calms and soothes me. And we discussed that on the program, and I've been doing that ever since. When I have to, you know, come on live, and, you know, I'm supposed to be, you know, kind of on, you know, here in the airwaves and doing things and interviewing and so forth. So music is powerful. It is.
Oh yeah.
Transcendent. I mean, it changes lives. Not to be all dramatic and hokey about it, but it's true.
True. Well, I think it was Jean Houston at one of the conferences back, you know, a few years back. She said that, you know, at some point, relatively soon, that it would be the music that leads the way. It's done, and all the, you know, that it would be, you know, it would be the musicians and the singers, and that would be leading the way, and that's why, you My cabaret is mostly music. I mean, yes, there's dialogue in it to tie it all together, but it's important that, you know, to me, whatever we do has music in it. Because
Years ago, I attended Jean's mystery school and had met her early on when I was a youngster as well. And she always uses music in her programs, always. She's always got an incredible music director putting on this incredible music to guide us through our different exercises and mythology plays and things that we do, and fascinating things with her. So that's interesting. Yeah. I agree with that. I can see that. Music is, I mean, it touches so many. It bridges the gap. I mean, like that song by Pharrell, Happy, which I absolutely adore.
Oh,
I actually have it. I have it on my iPhone. In fact, Linda Marie had it on her iPhone, and we were somewhere together at some conference. And I said, oh, I must get that. And then my husband, you know, got it for me, put it on my iPhone for me. And that's what I still hear. And I love that because it raises the vibratory frequency. You can feel it. You can feel it. When I listen to that song, it shifts me instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's incredible.
And that's where music at this point can do that. This is why I, you know, and, you know, to songwriters and people that are out there right now, look, you know, the music can be great, but if you've got lyrics in it, be conscious of what you're writing.
Yes, indeed. Good
because
message.
I'm a young woman that's part of New Earth Theater right now, and she's got a brilliant idea. She's got a very good voice, and what she's doing is she wants, you know, we're talking about, you know, putting her, like, on, you know, a YouTube star type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taken, I'm not familiar with the song, I think it was a Taylor Swift song, I'm not positive. And she took it and redid the lyrics. Because I guess if you do the redo the music, you can go on YouTube and with rewritten lyrics. She explained it all to me as far as the legitimacy of all of it. Well, she called it, I was a game, and oh my God, the lyrics were fantastic as far as, Doug, and we can do this, and we're awake, and you know, we can create whatever we want, and it was just awesome. And her goal, what we've talked to her about doing, and in fact, this is one of Susan's ideas to add to this, is have her getting the songs out there, but then teaching the, you know, targeting the teenagers and the 20-year-old audiences, saying, you know, what the importance of what they're listening to is. And this is
essential.
Aging is doing.
Yeah.
So
that's it. I mean, words are powerful, you know, neuro-linguistic programming. I mean, how often do we, right, say things about ourselves? I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm this, I'm that. I mean, it's horrific the way we use language. We don't realize it. You're right.
Well, and that's actually, I get into this in my cabaret, one of the lines that Mama Earth says, and she says, now, how often do you think about the words you speak and the conversations you have? Are you having conscious conversations, you know, about a higher vision for your own lives and the world, or are you just repeating and reacting to what's going on around you?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the question I ask people, that, you know, particularly the people that are writing these things. You know, what are we saying? What are we putting out there in front of, you know, young, particularly young children that are very susceptible, and even adults. I mean, when you hear things over and over and over again, it gets ingrained in your head.
Yeah, it's true.
And you know, I think we, as a, and then as a listening public, you know, we need to. There's a lot of good stuff out there. However, we've got to make the choices to support the songs and the entertainment that are awakened, because then there'll be more of it.
Right. And this is what I'm slowly starting to see in, like, in film, and like you're saying, in music, because we're shifting. Our awareness is shifting, and therefore that's what's going to come through us more and more. and people like yourself that are stepping up to home plate, you know, in the game, hitting the home runs, doing your 360, going all over, all around, returning to home base, you know, like walking a labyrinth. You know, you go the full, like Campbell's, you know, hero's journey, heroine's journey. You go full circle, and you're just putting this out there. And this is, like you said, this is my passion. This is my favorite thing to do. This is what you're here to do in this life, to bring this forward. And it's inspiring. And that's why I love to do these shows, because if one person out there is inspired to take action, it's totally worth it.
Exactly.
Totally worth it. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, we are, Gina, we are coming to the end of this hour already. I can't believe it. We're already, you'll have to come back on and.
3 hours.
Yeah, you'll have to come on and visit with us again when Linda Marie can be here as well, my partner in crime over there in, talk about music, Music City, Nashville. In fact, Linda Marie's daughter has an incredible voice. I think she actually was going to try out for The Voice, come to think of it, that program that's on. Anyway, and has been involved in music herself for a long time, you know, music director for churches and all this, really involved in it. And me, I love to listen to it. I don't sing.
Yeah, but you're doing other things.
You know, yeah, I'm doing other things. Hey, I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses.
I take my hat off to you with being in charge of that whole institute, I'll tell you.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. Bring it on. Just keep sending the light. Keep sending the goodness. No, I enjoy it. It's an honor and a privilege. And it has been an honor and a privilege to be with you. Oh, my goodness. Is there any parting little something? Let me give out again, GinaSatoli.com, number one. And what's going on with you? Where are you going to be performing anywhere this year, or what's happening before you go?
Well, it's actually Saturday night in Minneapolis, actually south of Minneapolis. It's a suburb called Burnsville. And there's a place called the Metamorphosis Center. And I will be doing my of consciousness there this Saturday night. And then there's another place called the Golden Lotus Healing Center in Prescott, Wisconsin, which I will have the cabaret at on March 14th. And you can go to my website. It'll show you where I'm at. And
Well, can we get you here? Can I get you out here in good old Albuquerque, New Mexico?
I'll come anywhere. If somebody's watched the show, just, you know, get a hold of me. I do everything from, you know, theaters to house concerts with it. So,
wonderful.
You know, get a hold of me, and I'm happy to, you know, bring it where people want it.
Very cool. Wonderful, Gina.
And all my information is on the website. And, you know, just get a hold of me, and I'd be happy to take it all over the world.
Any other contact information you would like to give out, or just you comfortable with your website only?
Everything is on my website. My email address,
great,
my phone number, all the shows that I do, music reviews. You know, it's all on there.
Mm-hmm. Very comprehensive, and lots of samples of many of your songs. I think you've got 3 CDs on there. Lee Hoon, oh God, you got so much on here. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Gina Satoli, thank you, my sister friend.
Thank you,
and,
sister friend.
And it's been a pleasure, really, truly. Thank you so much for being on the program, and do come back. Open invitation.
Cool.
Open
awesome.
Invitation. All right?
All right. Sounds
yeah.
good.
All right, wonderful.
All right.
So wish you much love and many blessings.
Back to you. Take care.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, that was an absolute delight. You've been listening to Consider This with Linda Marie and Nancy on the Art of Living Well Network here at Blog Talk Radio. We are here on Mondays live at 8 p.m. Eastern now. And it has been an absolute joy to be in conversation talking about Awakened Entertainment with Gina Satoli, who is the director of New Earth Theater for NewEarthNation.org. And until next time, I just like to say, be open, you know, to another's point of view. Consider that. You know, where the coordinates are set. You know, we're at this, the vertical and the horizontal, and we're at the center there. And we really, truly are the ones that we have been waiting for. And as we each awaken, as Gina was talking about, our world will be of one human family, soul sovereign beings celebrating oneness. And till next time, please know that we love you and we thank you.
You've been listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network, a subsidiary of Crowning Light Productions.